At Liberty University, Dr. Robert Lane, director of the Masters of Public Health program, says there are 17 students from Nigeria where only 15 clinical cases have been confirmed. And the odds of the 17 here being in contact with the infected 15 there are minuscule. However,
just on the outside chance that somebody might have known somebody that unknowingly exposed them, we are asking if they'd be kind enough to just monitor their temperatures.
Dr. Lane says that students who have vacationed, gone on mission trips, or study abroad will be assessed based on their travel.
Those that have a really high risk, we wouldn't let come anyway. Those that are the next highest risk, people who've been in the area, who may have gone by an area where there might be infection, we'll watch them much more closely. And then those that have been here for longer than 3 weeks, you know what? We don't need to worry about it anyway, because it has a 3-week incubation period.
Ebola is not contagious until the first symptoms appear, which includes an elevated temperature. Lane says if no symptoms appear by day 21 after exposure, then...
If you haven't developed in 21 days, you're not going to.
I'm Tab O'Neill.